Okay, so we're talking about, from my perspective, I'm at National Pest Management Association as a staff entomologist. There's just one entomologist there, it is I. And that's sort of unfortunate, but how do you take one of these graduating bright smiling faces and take them into the urban pest management industry where they'll be working? Just as an overview, and these are a little outdated statistics, but this is something I found in print. The pest management industry, urban pest management industry as a whole, we're represented by something over 19,000 companies in the U.S. with over 100,000 service personnel, and that accounts for annual billing of $6.76 billion. Now, this is from 2005, so those numbers have increased. Is the job market steady? A resounding yes. If you go on www.bls.gov, where you get a view of employment statistics, you'll find that employment growth of the pest management industry is expected to be faster than the average for all occupations through 2014. That's certainly good news for anyone interested in urban pest management. Now, I have a copy of a recent hot off the press item. This is our nationwide salary and benefits survey results for the pest control industry that has just come out last month. We previewed it at our convention in November. It goes through all the different sectors in the U.S., the different regions of salary and benefits for pest control companies. However, it does not address entomologists. And entomologists are a little bit rare in some of these companies. How does a company come to the decision to hire an entomologist? We see more and more pest management companies doing this, and they will continue to do so. That's my opinion, but I see a trend toward that. But they're usually the larger companies, so not the smaller mom and pop firms. They usually have a technical department in place, or they're hoping to expand and develop one. They've had an experience with a large or big name client, something like, well, in my area, I worked for 8 years with Western Pest Control, even though they're called Western, they're on the East Coast. And I was outside of the DC area, and so we dealt with the Smithsonian, we dealt with NIH, we dealt with animal research facilities, various large food plants like Anheuser-Busch. All of these people dictate in their contracts, when you're dealing with them on the front end, that an entomologist be a part. Somebody's knocking. I didn't realize it was so popular. An entomologist be a part of the contract and a part of ongoing quality assurance as part of the service. So if you have a company that has dealings with these larger big-name accounts, then you will need an entomologist on your staff or access to an entomologist. Or I'm also seeing that some of the smaller firms have had good experiences with taking a risk of hiring an entomologist, and now as they grow, they're expanding into other areas to include more entomologists on their staff. And why do they do this? It's the perceived value. Education indicates professionalism, both for the company and for the client. And certainly with the big name clients, they demand it. Today, for almost all pest control companies, technicians have to have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. And then anyone who's interested in any other type of management position or being promoted will need a college degree. And as most of you are aware, over the last several years, we've seen this evolution of buzzwords. We are no longer referred to as exterminators. We are now referred to as public health professionals and professional pest managers. And all of this relates to education being that driving force for the professionalism. Now, what kind of roles do entomologists have within a pest management company? They'll be in training. They can be supervisors, they can serve as service managers, which is sort of a grade above the supervisor with a little more responsibilities. They can be technical specialists, And then in more corporate areas, regional or staff or corporate entomologist, and then sort of the pinnacle is to be a technical director. They can branch off if they have some management experience or a propensity for management to become branch managers or regional managers. And what drives all of this is the fact that we are mandated federally and by state to have pest control workers be licensed, which is certainly a good thing. And this requires training on the safe use of pest control products and a passing score on an exam. And it's the entomologist and the technical department that are responsible for doing this training. So what does the entomologists do within this pest management company? They'll be training technicians, management level people, and the sales force with insect IDs. They'll go out on sales calls, and certainly whenever I appeared on a sales call in the DC area with the salesperson, it was like, wow, you have an entomologist on board? And certainly that gives you a competitive edge in the marketplace. The entomologist is involved in problem solving for customers and technicians, quality assurance inspections, the selection of materials to be used, and usually this goes through a pretty hefty evaluation of safety and efficacy, which the entomologist trained in toxicity issues should be aware about. Equipment checks, safety checks, management of the state licensing and certification programs for the technicians. And then as needed and dictated by customers and clients, specialized programs and protocols such as IPM in schools or hospitals or other sensitive environments, green programs, that's a big buzzword right now, and bed bug treatment protocols and guidelines, that's another big one right now. As the entomologist coming on board, what do you get? You get a nice starting salary, especially if you've been a grad student for a number of years. Anything with several zeros behind it looks good. That's going to vary depending on where you're located and which sort of firm you end up with and your educational background and certainly your negotiating skills. You get to travel, you get a car, you get a yearly bonus sometimes, and then you get to go into these really cool accounts. But you're also going to be on the front line with upset customers or upset technicians, and analytical skills, diplomacy, people, and listening skills are going to be a real plus. And this is often a difficulty, is matching expectations of the student with the employer. Students come with lots of book and lab education, but usually no field experience. Their business savvy is not particularly good, usually, and they don't understand that time equals money. They may have trouble multitasking. And a lot of people have touched on this already, so nothing new probably to you, but the teamwork idea, having people in diplomacy skills, and sometimes the idea that I know it all, I'm the new Dr. X. The employers also typically have an attitude of, oh my gosh, I've got to spend all this time investing all this money and energy getting this person up to speed who headquarters told me was supposed to make my life more easy. So this can create a problem. Typically, the new entomologist becomes a technician with a route. And this will happen for 3-6 months, a year, just to get them up to speed, learning the ropes, and to give them field experience. But it creates a lot of frustration for the entomologist. So what are some solutions possibly that you and departments could consider? Internships, certainly. More field work with local PMPs. Including business and management courses in acumen and curricula. Negotiating skills, that's a big one. Including people skills, also in the curriculum. Interview processes where everyone is allowed to know what they're getting into, and providing a mentor. And certainly, I think becoming a BCE helps too. The job outlook is very good. We're only going to need more pest management professionals and entomologists in that field. And so I encourage you to have your students speak to me or to anyone who is hiring in pest management, and the difficulty will only be in communicating proper expectations. Thank you.